think the government transfers is going to work between Nicky Bradley and Charlie, and that means that Charlie will hold on to a seat and I'll lose out. I think I would probably, for to have a realistic chance, I would need to be maybe 1,000 votes ahead of Charlie at this stage, and even that mightn't have been enough. I think when it became obvious that Nicky Bradley was going to be, and I was going to beat Noel Jordan, that's when it all changed.
How did that affect it? Because, I suspected that was the case, but, some were saying, well, the votes will end up where they were going anyway. So how did that tilt the balance? Because I think that was the one thing that wasn't in the calculations.
Basically, if Nicky Bradley had went out first, then Noel Jordan's vote would have been the one that would have been put maybe Pat Cope over the quota, and then that vote would come back to me again then when his surplus would be distributed. Now it's going to be Nicky Bradley if Pat goes over the quota, and that's a government vote. Now, look, something bizarre might happen in the transfers, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, well, maybe the fire alarms will go off again or something.
Well, I don't think that'll actually change the result.
Oh, that's okay. there was stuff outside of your control in this campaign, in that Charles Ward emerged. They ran that candidate. He did relatively poorly in Inishowen, did fantastic in the Finn Valley, and then started picking up votes everywhere, something that we've come accustomed to seeing you do over many different elections. You can't really have any regrets about your campaign, because what's happened is not your team's fault. Yeah. It's just circumstance.
Yeah, it's just circumstance. I mean, I must say, I think we ran an exceptionally good campaign. We're a very small team, and my people that worked with me worked extremely hard, and I couldn't fault anything that they did. And I said to them when we finished canvassing on Thursday evening that we had done everything that we could do, and it was basically over to the people, and that was the situation. I mean, there was a lot of things that impacted on our campaign. I mean, the fact that you had Noel Jordan and John McNulty running right beside me, that had an impact. If you look at my vote in the Donegal electoral area, it's down everywhere, and that had a huge impact. Then also the fact that Charlie Ward and the Redress, they became the more voter transfer friendly than me traditionally in every election that I've stood, and I was the one that was picking up the transfers all the time. Now they were picking them up this time, and that made the difference.
I mean, you were resilient given the fact that on one side you did have Noel Jordan, who's popular, and John McNulty, who was also working very, very hard. You know, to some extent you did well in your own backyard, and I think people then wanted to go, right, stuff it, I have to vote this way or that way because that's my allegiance. But number two is going back to Pringle, or the highest preference they had available to them.
They probably didn't come back as heavy as they could have or should have. I don't know for definite, and that's the reality. And when you have somebody there, and you're relying for transfers to come back, they never come back as strongly as the first preferences would in the first place, and that has an impact. And those are the things. Like, I mean, look, you're an independent, you're up against political parties. That's what they do. Political parties, in the first instance, look after themselves, and then they think about the people afterwards. That's the difference in it, you know.
Yeah. Listen, we haven't even got the formal count, so there's no point asking you any big life questions, but we do know you've put a lot of time and effort into your role representing the county, and representing parts of the county that aren't even in Donegal, for crying out loud, you know, from Leahy South, effectively, if you know what I'm saying, and beyond that. And I think you also have tried to be a Donegal TD, but also take a national outlook on things, which maybe we should look more at.
Well, I think, you know, I've always said, I think that problems in Donegal can only be sorted on a national basis, and that's the reality of the situation, you know. And you can have a TD that can deliver a school here or a wee bit of a road there and stuff like that there. That's not what I set out to do, and that's not what I ever set out to do. And that's basically you're just getting something a bit faster than it would come anyway. And I don't think that's the type of politics that Donegal needs. That's a moot point now at this stage, because I'll not be there to provide that voice anyway.
And as I said, I didn't want to ask any obvious questions, but here goes. You know, like, you're going to take some time out to yourself, I'm sure, and spend some time with your family. And they're with you everywhere, right? They've been really important in this process. But have you decided if that's it? You've had a good run, maybe try something else. Do you want to get back into politics as soon as possible? What's your feelings at this point?
Well, look, I mean, basically, at this point, I don't know. Like, I mean, you need to, the first thing I'm going to do is go home tonight and have a night's sleep.
Yeah.
That'll be a good start anyway, then, and then take it from there. You know, we'll have to think about what's going to be happening, take a few days to see about that. Look, Ming is talking about running for president. I'm down as his successor if he goes, if that happens. So I'll have to go to Europe then, because I'm the only person down there. So maybe that's an option. But who knows? That's all in the future anyway.
And I think, too, this is going to be... You're not a party, right? You're an independent, but there is a structure in Donegal, you know, whereby you support different candidates, or your office is used, or your close relationship, say, for instance, with Senator Eileen Flynn and what have you. You know, there is a structure here.
Yeah.
Is that a problem? You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of people this affects. If you get where I'm trying to.
Yeah, I mean there is, and that's the nature of politics as well too. Like, yeah. and you know, it affects. There's a number of people that work for me that they're out of a job now, and that's the sad reality of the situation, you know. But then there is Neil Coleman's there in the council, Jimmy Brogan's there in the council, Eileen Flynn is there still in the Senate. She'd have to stand for re-election now for the Senate as well. She'll have one less vote for, in terms of that. I won't be able to vote for her, but you know, so that is the thing, and we'll have to see where that goes as well too, like, you know, and see what happens in the future in relation to that.
Does Luke Mingfling have to be elected before you can take his spot in Europe?
I don't know. I'll have to find that out for you. But, I mean, I don't know.
All right, okay. Thomas, listen, thanks.
No bother.
Really appreciate the time. It's tough whoever loses out. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I think you don't have to agree with your politics, or you can agree with your politics, to realise that you, more than anyone, tried to keep Donegal... in the years of the decision makers, and that is what the role of opposition often is to hold people to account and to press them on issues. And you're on record as having mentioned or brought up Donegal related issues more than anyone.
Yeah, well, look, you're embarrassing me now, Greg, so don't be saying things like that. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not like you to be nice, you know.
I don't.
Yeah, they're supposed to give us a hard time, like, you know.
I give you a hard time all the time, but we're at the same time, we're all just humans as well, you know, and it is what it is. Like,
that's the reality, like, and you know, every political career ends in failure. This aspect of my career ends in failure now, so, you know, that's the reality of the situation. So we'll see what happens over the next few days, and that's it, and we'll take it from there then.